Incredibly, whales are closely related to hoofed animals, in particular the pig and the hippo.
55 million years, and the actual evolutionary origins of whales and which group of land animals are most closely related to has been the subject of a lot of interest in recent years. And the paleontological evidence, fossil evidence, and evidence from looking at the DNA of living whales and other animals now really strongly points to whales being very closely related to hoofed mammals.
We actually have found hind legs of walking whales. And the hind leg has what we call a double trochlated astragalus. And this is an astragalus or an ankle bone, which has both an upper and lower curved surface, which allows the spring in the step. It allows a deer to jump a fence. And these earliest whales, which are walking whales, have that kind of hind leg. No other kind of mammal has that kind of hind leg.
But unlike the mega shark, the biting sperm whale lived in families called pods.
Whales in general are social animals, and sperm whales are too. They go in small groups. And we would expect that back in the Miocene, there were little pods of sperm whales. And we might also suppose that if they came under attack, they might try to help defend each other.
There's huge advantages to hunting as a pod or as a group, because you can do things as a group that you can't do as an individual. You can herd prey, you can attack from multiple sides. So I think, given the opportunity, they almost certainly would hunt in pods.
Working together in a pack allowed the biting whales to be more successful hunters. But becoming separated from the group could spell disaster. Living in a pod and having such a massive body made them lethal. But its name, the biting whale, describes its true source of power, the teeth.
What makes Brigma physeter such an incredible whale is that it's got both upper and lower teeth. You look in that mouth, there's 44 teeth in there. Now, they're not the teeth of a cute, lovable whale. They're the same size as the teeth that you'd see in the mouth of Tyrannosaurus rex.
They had large teeth. The teeth aren't wickedly serrated like teeth of a megalodon or some of the other big sharks, but they're large, blunt, kind of peg-like teeth.
The teeth are interlocking. In fact, this tooth, which I have of a related sperm whale, shows where the opposite tooth came right down here and occluded against this crown. And this is very typical of these fossilized teeth.